Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan, rolling on with Panthers Insider, wrapping up here at 9 o'clock, but not before we talk to the man himself, Kenny Pickett. Good morning, Kenny. Thanks for getting up with me, man.
Yeah, appreciate it, Pat. How you doing?
I am doing good. You were at the Penguins game last night, I saw. How was it?
I was. It was awesome. It was my first one. I haven't been to one, so... pretty embarrassed to say that since I've been here for some time now, but it was awesome. I'll definitely be back again soon.
You didn't grow up a hockey fan in Jersey?
I did, but, you know, I don't know. I never went to many Pens games. I was always so busy, but, you know, now having an off season here at the NFL level, I have some time.
Before we get into business, man, a birdie tells me you're going to be at the Pete on Wednesday night.
I will. I'm excited. I haven't been to the Pete in a while to see, the guys play hoops, so... I'm excited to bring some teammates and have some fun.
All right, we'll see you on Wednesday night. Let's talk about this rookie season, man. I know you've been doing a media tour, so can't thank you enough for joining me. What was this season like for you, man? More so emotionally, in terms of just all that went into it. You know, the draft, all the attention. Obviously, you stayed in Pittsburgh. You know, weren't playing, then played. What was it like? Did it feel like your freshman year again, somewhat?
I think it's a little bit more than my freshman year. It was just a long season coming from Pitt and going through the draft process and then having, you know, getting to Steelers and learn the playbook and then having, you know, the longest season of my football career. So it was a lot of learning and, you know, just taking it a day at a time. But, you know, I definitely enjoyed it. And it was an unbelievable learning experience. And, you know, I think I have a lot to build off of in a year two.
You know, one of the things that I always said watching you play that, you know, translated to the next level and I felt like was a sign that, you know, you were ready for it. Obviously, you knew that, was that the game seemed to slow down. Obviously, people say that it's cliche, but you made plays on Sundays that you made on Saturdays. It didn't change. Was there a difference in the speed of the game, though, that was noticeable at the beginning?
Yeah, I'd say so. And, you know, I think the speed, you definitely notice speed when you're learning a lot, right? Like when you're not 100%, you know, comfortable in the system. I think that's when things seem a lot faster. So the more comfortable you are in your system, I think things start to slow down. So just the more time I was playing, the more reps I got, things started to slow down for me and I was able to play at a higher level.
Talking to Pitt quarterback Kenny Pickett, you referenced it a lot. Pitt quarterback, geez. Steelers quarterback Kenny Pickett, creature of habit, I guess. But talk about how important this offseason will be for you. Obviously, you didn't get many reps with Deontay or some of the guys, Pat, that you threw the ball to a lot towards the end of the season. How critical do you think those reps will be coming up here this spring and summer?
Yeah, it'll be huge. I mean, I didn't get any of those reps, you know, obviously last year. I was working with the twos and threes, you know, even all the way through camp. So, you know, I was really playing catch up with Deontay and Pat. You know, I had a really good, you know, rapport with George and Connor Hayward, Calvin Austin. So the guys I was playing with on Sundays in that back half of the year, I really didn't have as many reps. So I think having a full off season with those guys, it's going to be absolutely huge for us.
Now, walk me through these 2 minute drives, you know, because that, I think if you looked back, obviously you've mentioned this week, even as recently as the other day, you know, the 2 minute drive, obviously against Baltimore, the 2 minute drive against Oakland, you know, having not had that experience in the National Football League, did it feel different than the several 2 minute drives you had at Pitt, and how much confidence does that give you moving forward?
Yeah, it's definitely different because, you know, the stoppage of clock, obviously, in first down in the college level, you can kind of take your 10-yard completions up and down the field, and depending on the time and situation, I mean, you got a lot more time at the college level than you do at the pro level. So I think, you know, the NFL level, you know, hunting that chunk play and taking a shot to flip the field, you know, and then obviously, you know, taking completions and making that red zone play. I kind of got comfortable with, you know, the situation, and Coach T put us through it so many times, and I had success at Pitt. You know, Coach Whip really helped me out with that in that area. And then having, you know, a lot of reps with it at practice, you know, with Coach Tomlin.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Just felt comfortable when those times came up.
Talking to Kenny Pickett, just a couple more questions for you, Kenny. We'll let you get on with your day. You know, your running ability and your off-platform ability was obviously well-documented coming out of college. Did you notice a difference in, obviously, the speed, but your willingness to use those skills in the NFL? Because it seemed as the season went on, you made more and more plays with your feet and outside the pocket.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, the pass rush is a lot faster, you know, at the pro level. You're scrambling at a faster pace than I'd say I was at the college level. The sense of urgency when you get out, when you break contain, when those guys can change direction, you know, a lot faster than you can, honestly. You know, they're probably the best athletes on the field in that front. From four on the defensive side. So just the sense of urgency when I was taken off was a lot, you know, higher than the college level. And I think, you know, the more time I could buy for those guys down the field to get open, it just kind of helped us, you know, find some explosive plays and stay on the field.
This will be the first time these next, you know, probably few weeks until you get really into off-season mode that you've had a chance to kind of chill a little bit since the end of last year. Have you had a chance to – I know you're, you know, what's fresh for you is that 18-game season you just got done with. But have you had a chance to internalize what 2021 was for you as a person, what that year meant to you, all that happened? Have you had a chance to really let that sink in?
You know, now when I'm going to be going home next weekend and I'll be able to hang with family and just kind of really look back on the year. But it was an unbelievable, like, final college season, rookie season – you know, having that Heisman ceremony and then, you know, getting drafted in the first round. I mean, you know, my dreams came true this year and it was incredibly special and I got to enjoy it with a lot of my family members. So, friends and family. So now I'll be able to go home next weekend and really kind of soak it in and enjoy it and tell stories. And, it'll be great to see everybody.
Well, I know that one of those family members, obviously your mom and dad are extremely proud, but you've got a kind of an extended family member in Tony Rasiopi, and you'll be grinding with him. Last one for you, and I know you've answered this question. What are some things you're focused on this offseason about you, about your game, that'll help you take the next step in 2023?
Yeah, I mean, it's awesome, you know, having a year in the system and now coming back next season. I know, you know, what to train and, you know, tie in the footwork that I'll be using, you know, in my training with the system that I was just in. So that's really what I'm really excited to do. You know, I was learning a lot last year and, training wise, it was all about the combine and getting ready for that. But this off season, you know, I'm going to keep my speed, put some weight on, definitely, you know, practice all the footwork that I was learning this season. So I think a full off season of that and pocket presence and, some mechanical stuff that I always do with Tony. So, you know, I'm excited to take a big leap into year two.
Kenny, man, appreciate you getting up. I'll see you on Wednesday night. Maybe I'll buy you dinner.
Yeah, absolutely, Pat. Appreciate it. See you guys there.
All right, man. See you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.